Our story begins in Ellie and Hannah's apartment. Hannah has just arrived home to find Trey sitting on the couch.
Oh, hi, Trey.
Hey.
Is Ellie around?
No, she had something to do.
Oh, okay.
So, Hannah, it seems like we have a bit of an awkward situation here.
Welcome to Scripts and Scruples.
What do you mean?
Well, with Ellie and I married now, and you renting out a room in her apartment, I'm sure you feel as if you need to move out right away. But I just want you to know that you can take your time in finding a new apartment.
Oh, I hadn't actually thought too much about that yet. I was going to talk to Ellie and see what your plans were. I didn't know if you had an apartment you'd be moving into or what.
Yeah, well, my apartment isn't going to be an option, so it looks like we'll be staying here. At least for now.
Okay, I probably have a few options, so I guess I'll give it some more thought and then make a decision.
Wonderful. I know Ellie considers you a dear friend, and I'm sure we'll all continue to be very close. Even after you've gone.
At their apartment, Raven is sitting next to Mac on their bed.
How was your nap, babe?
It was all right.
You seem to get a little better each day, and I know that with the truth out in the open now, it's only going to help.
It's hard.
I know. I can't even imagine the hell you went through on that subway train. What everyone went through. Thank God you survived and you have a chance to get your life back. Marty has really started picking up some new words, Mac, and I want you to be able to experience this time in his life.
He looks like you.
Oh, I don't know about that. I think he looks like both of us.
Yeah.
There's so much going on lately that I wish we could talk about. I know it has been a struggle for you. Todd and Hannah's engagement sort of came out of the blue. And the whole Matt incident really made me see that you were right about him.
Rave, something isn't right.
I know. He's not like you or Todd or your sisters. I think the time away from the States really changed him.
I don't want him here. I don't want him here.
Oh, don't worry, Mac. I'll make sure Matt never steps foot in this apartment again.
At the Westside Psych Ward Nurses Station, Zoe is talking with Nurse Wanda Grimm.
Joe Zegas? You have a date with the cop that came here giving us a hard time about Mindy escaping?
That's the one.
Well, he's pretty damn hot. I guess I can give him that much.
You can say that again. I think he has a thing for Southern girls.
Just be careful. Men are usually after just one thing, so remember that.
I take it you've had some bad experiences?
Let's just say that the late Mr. Grimm lived up to his name. That man nearly ruined my life.
But he didn't. That's what you have to remember.
Hello, ladies.
Hi, Dr. Hunt.
What's up, Michael? It looks like you're having a bad day.
I don't think I'm the only one. He threw the roses away around the corner.
What roses?
There's a big bouquet of yellow roses in the garbage over there.
Yellow roses?
Were they yours?
No, but I know exactly who they belong to. But why would he have thrown them away?
At Central Park, Dara is sitting on a park bench when CJ walks up.
There you are. I've been looking all over the park for you.
CJ, hi. Why were you looking for me?
I had a talk with Stacey Gamage, and she told me that you think you saw Lucas or something. I thought you should know she's bad-mouthing you to people.
Figures. But I don't care what she says. I did see Lucas here in this park, and that's why I've been coming here every day, to see if he'll come back.
Dara, you know that it couldn't have really been him. We went to his funeral.
I know that, CJ, but I also know what I saw. Maybe there was some terrible mistake and he didn't die. That happened with Clint's Uncle Mac. Everyone thought he was dead, but he wasn't.
But didn't they find Lucas's body? I heard someone say he died at the hospital.
I don't have the answer, CJ, but I'm not going to accept what other people tell me.
I just don't want to see you get hurt, Dara.
What hurts me is that no one believes me, including you. But I'm not giving up, so you can think whatever you want. I saw Lucas Jameson, and no one can convince me otherwise.
Join us again next time for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples.